The following is a special presentation from 92.9 and 96.5 WBBM, Saugerties, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, New York.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the jungle. course, off their signature album, Appetite for Destruction, and prominently featured in this past summer's Thor: Love and Thunder. On ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies Thanksgiving Weekend Movie Music Throwdown, for those of you keeping score at home, there were four GNR songs in that movie. You had that, November Rain, Sweet Child of Mine, and Paradise City. I guess Slash and Axl making some bank off Marvel these days, that's for sure. Matt Wolf, thanks for the hang time. I have had a very, very hard time digesting the fact that this next pick turned 30 years old a couple of months ago.
This negative energy just makes me stronger. We will not retreat. This band is unstoppable.
Remember Citizen Dick? When Singles came out back in September of 1992, it instantly became, you know, one of those movies that just reflected a very specific point in time absolutely perfectly. Out west, Seattle, the whole grunge scene was breaking wide open in the early 90s, and to no one's surprise, Singles director Cameron Crowe put together an all-star soundtrack reflecting that. Had cuts from Pearl Jam, Mother Love Bone, and Alice in Chains.
If your boyfriend doesn't appreciate you the way you are, then you have to ask, are you his Miss Right, or are you his Miss Maybe?
I first said, I don't want to do this movie, largely because it was a cosmetic surgeon, and I thought my father wouldn't want to see this. He was a blood and guts doctor.
That is a reluctant Bill Pullman. Now, he played Bridget Fonda's plastic surgeon in the movie, but with a little pushing from Cameron, he signed on and learned a thing or two about the whole Seattle sound.
I think they have a line in there, I can't remember, what is this music, you know, this grunge music, and that was new, you know, that whole grunge thing, and that was kind of catching the wave, right? I got cued in by doing the movie and saying, what is this? And now I still, you know, go back to Pavement, you know, these weird, wild groups.
And another one of those weird and wild groups from the era, Screaming Trees. This one from the single soundtrack, Nearly Lost You, on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
Taking us somewhere.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies is brought to you by Capital One. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? 2018, Bohemian Rhapsody.
We're a rock and roll band. We don't do disco.
It's not disco.
Then what is it?
It's Queen.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. Matthew Modine, Vision Quest, 1985.
If I go to sports events, like the Yankees games or the Rangers or Knicks, I get lines from Vision Quest. You know, people, shoot, nobody wants to wrestle, shoot. You think you'll make the weight? It's a wonderful job. And people wonder why I'm happy all the time, and how could I not be?
Think you'll make the weight?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Red Rider and Lunatic Fringe from the soundtrack to 1985's Vision Quest on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, proving that, in fact, there was a time when Matthew Modine was more than just a sinister scientist from Stranger Things, although you have to admit that role has been pretty kind to him in recent years. It's Matt Wolf, and when we get back...
He insisted I meet a young, classically trained singer from Long Island, New York.
We catch up with newly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
We've been the Hudson Valley's number one most listened to radio station since we started making up the numbers a few years back. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies is brought to you by Bounty. Bounty picks up spills quicker, and each sheet is 2 times more absorbent. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey, it's Matt Wolf. Welcome back to the show. Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, yeah. Pulling up the movie music from past and present, and shout out to the staff here at ABC for this next pick. It comes off what has been truly an amazing year for a one Pat Benatar. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, Pat and longtime musical partner and husband Neil Giraldo were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Los Angeles after I don't even know how many years on the ballot. And during the ceremony, Neil took a look back to 1979 when a record company executive arranged a meeting that would change the course of his career.
He insisted I meet a young, classically trained singer from Long Island, New York, who was looking for a musical partner to put a band together. I told him, if it doesn't work out, can you get me a plane ticket back to my hometown, Cleveland, Ohio? Yeah, I never left New York.
Now, as far as Pat is concerned, the last 4 decades would all be for naught if it weren't for people like me and you.
I will thank all of you, our amazing fans, who graciously joined us on this 43-year journey. It has been an incredible ride, and we could not have done it without you.
Now, Pat's contributions to film soundtracks, pretty extensive over the years. Her songs heard in movies like 13 Going on 30, The Italian Job, Talladega Nights, and this one from 1985's The Legend of Billie Jean on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
Fair is fair. We didn't start this. We didn't mean it to happen, but we're not giving up till you pay. Fair is fair.
This bloody road remains a mystery.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies is brought to you by Boot Barn, Keep West, Sammy Hagar, on Creating Humans Being.
Eddie had written that riff, dun, 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 and I loved it. It was heavy, heavy, heavy. So I had a song called Drop Down, and it was about, you know, when the twister drops down, and Eddie's going, oh, man, I don't like those lyrics. So I said, oh, okay, I'll rewrite it. So he said, let's call it Humans Being. I sat on the hood of my car outside the studio. You take this, you break that, you break my... That sounds like lemmings breeding. That makes us human beings, you know? And I went in and started singing that, and everybody goes, wow, that's great.
Van Halen and Humans Being from the Twister soundtrack on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. Back to the Sammy Hagar era for the band there. Sammy just wrapping up his Crazy Times tour with George Thorogood over the summer and just did his annual birthday bash at the Cabo Wabo Cantina last month. Dude is now 75 years old. I'll tell you this, I'll have a case of what he's having anytime. It's time to go to Mexico, kids. Let's go. We love you, Sammy. You're just going to outlive us all, aren't you? Matt Wolf, when we get back, we'll dig into more sonic sounds from the cinema and...
I've had a long time to think about the effect of The Breakfast Club and why did it work. In large part, it's like group therapy for people.
We talk with Anthony Michael Hall about his signature 80s role.
We play all the songs that the other radio stations say aren't cool anymore. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies is brought to you by Febreze. With Febreze, you just spray and all the odors go away. Be happy. Febreze. 2010. Iron Man 2.
You let your friend fly away with your suit. Now, if I didn't know better...
You don't know better. I didn't give it to him. He took it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He took it? You're Iron Man and he just took it?
Angus and Company, AC/DC, and Shoot to Thrill on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. And if you didn't have that on full blast, what can I tell you? You and I, we just can't be friends. That, of course, from the soundtrack to Iron Man 2, released back in 2010. And that film's soundtrack, it was basically an AC/DC greatest hits collection. And the film itself, not exactly, you could say, one of the strongest MCU films, but it did feature the debut of Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. And that, my friends, is never a bad thing. Jon Favreau coming through strong for Marvel in so, so many ways over the years since then. Matt Wolff holding it down Thanksgiving weekend. Let's move the needle back to 1985.
What do you guys do in your club?
We talk about physics, properties of physics.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social.
Oh, yes. You can't do a movie music special without this John Hughes gem, the movie that set the standard for coming-of-age films and taught most of us that detention can be a pretty cool thing if you let it. Well, not really. We're not trying to endorse that kind of thing. Ladies and gentlemen, The Breakfast Club.
You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir, it's 7.
Shut up, Pee-wee.
Well, I think one thing that he was great at, Matt, was capturing that sense of vulnerability. You know, he grew up in a household where he had two older sisters. I think John always felt like an outsider. I remember him telling me that, even with his own family.
Anthony Michael Hall, who played Brian in the film, had a close relationship with director John Hughes, and he told me The Breakfast Club came from a very personal place for John, which made for great filmmaking and something that ultimately stands the test of time.
I've had a long time to think about the effect of The Breakfast Club and why did it work. And I think in large part, it's like group therapy for people, whether they're conscious or unconscious of it. When they watch that film, they start projecting, go, oh, I was like Brian, or I was like Molly, or I was, you know, whoever. So with Hughes, you see all of these kind of things would bleed through. And I remember him even telling me at one point, Matt, he said, you got to write about what you know.
Run!
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies is brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. 1996, Beavis and Butthead do America.
Hey, check it out. That guy's still standing there.
Could you, like, not stand there and stuff? Some people are dumb.
Yeah, really.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies is brought to you by Bounty. Bounty picks up spills quicker, and each sheet is 2 times more absorbent. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your...
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Bree's car, clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face when it smells just right, just right.